Hugh Hefner greeted me at the door in red silk pajamas. I said, oh, are you sick? Because I could come back on the At the end of an elaborate meal, I was offered cocaine. I said, no thanks. I couldn't eat another thing.
That's the great Renee Taylor, who is in studio with us right now. A snippet from her show, My Life on a Diet, which is going to be performed Tuesday, July the 16th through Sunday, August the 4th at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. Renee, I've been waiting to meet you for years and years and years, and I have to be honest, the conversation that you're having with Wendy and myself off the air is not the one I thought we would have with you.
Oh.
You brought up some very bawdy things.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Well, you know, Renee is taking lovely pictures of our view that we have, and you said, boy, you know, can you imagine life before having a cell phone? And a lot of people take selfies, and you saw a sign in a bathroom that said...
I saw a sign in a bathroom that said... The ladies' room, please do not take selfies of yourself in the stalls. Well, why would anybody do that?
I know, I can't even wrap my head around that.
And young girls say, oh, this guy just sent me a picture of her penis. And I said, well, how do you know it's that person's penis and not somebody else's?
Right.
And what are you going to do with that information? Hang it on the wall?
Right.
I'm not a guy, but if I was, I would Google search, you know, a larger one and then send it and say it was me. If I was a guy.
I think I would send a flat-chested picture of me to someone.
So you're Academy Award-winning nominee, Emmy Award-winning writer. You're an actress, but you're also a diet junkie?
Yes, I've always... been on a diet since I was 11 years old because I thought if I eat like beautiful people, Marilyn Monroe, mm-hmm. Grace Kelly, some of the people that I met, I'd look like them. And it almost worked.
Why do you say almost worked? I think it worked.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think so?
I don't look like some of the great, gorgeous people that I met. And when I would sit next to somebody who had a perfect figure like Jane Fonda, I'd eat what she ate. And once I sat down, and this is in the show next to Princess Radswell, who was Jackie Kennedy's sister, and she was practically anorexic. And I said, oh, I'm just going to eat what she eats. And she got up to go to the buffet table three times. And the first time she took two string beans.
Oh, God.
And the second time she took two peas. And the third time she took three baby carrots. And I said to her, uh-oh, overeating again.
Do you, I mean,
they say if you want to be thin, eat like what a thin person eats.
Yeah, yeah. But now Marilyn Monroe, by today's standards, they always say she was a more voluptuous woman.
That, yes, she was. You know? They would have fat shamed her.
Big time. Yep.
If she was with us. But to me, she was perfect, and she had gorgeous skin. And I met her in the ladies' room at Lee Strasberg's, where I was studying at that time. And I said, how did you get skin like that? Because it was like a peach. It was translucent. And she said, well, before I came to class, I took a bath, very hot, for 3 hours, and I rubbed Vaseline all over my body.
Mm.
And I said, oh, I'm going to do that. And so for the next few weeks, I put Vaseline all over my body and got in a hot tub. But I just kept sliding into the tub. So I couldn't quite do what she did.
That's perfect.
You know, how she grasped.
I think back of all those diets that were popular, the grapefruit diet.
Oh, I did that? You ever do the grapefruit diet?
Yes, I did. Although that was a little before my time. My mom did it. Then there was like the heart diet or something where you're supposed to do black coffee like before you have heart surgery or something.
Oh, my God. That sounds dangerous. No, I did the last chance diet, which was you had 2 ounces of liquid protein three times a day, and that's all you had. And I was on it with my friend Lainey Kazan, who was in my big fat Greek wedding, and we've been friends for over 50 years. And I said to her, Lainey, we got to get off this diet. She said, why? I lost 40 pounds. I said, yeah, I just read in the New York Times that women are dying from it. And she said, oh, do we have to get off?
It was working.
Worth the risk.
Yeah, we were real diet junkies.
I have to ask you, in your early days of comedy, you had a singer opening for you, a girl named Barbara Streisand. Did she stay in show business, Renee, or whatever happened with her?
I wonder what happened to her.
I don't know what happened to her.
She must be in her 70s now.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. But she used to ask me, she opened for me at the Bonsoir. And she used to say, well, do you think I should sing this song first or that song first? And then she called me years later from the White House and she said, well, what song do you think I should open with? And I said, I told you 10 years ago, you didn't listen. I'm not telling you anymore.
Can I ask how, you know, you had a partnership both on screen and off with the great Joe Bologna for years and years and years.
You know, and
how did you meet?
He loved Chicago.
Did he? Yeah.
He loved Chicago. We had such a good time. We played here with If You Ever Leave Me, I'm Going With You, and It Had to Be You. Had wonderful memories here.
How did the two of you meet?
We had the same manager. And he said, I'm going to introduce you to somebody you're going to have a comedy rapport with. And I shook his hand. I looked in his eyes. I said, oh, my God, this is the man I'm going to marry. Mm. And later he told me that he was thinking, this woman's looking at me very funny.
You really just knew, huh?
I knew that immediately that I had known him before in a past life, said that it was destiny for me to meet him. It took him a while to...
Really, yeah.
To get it, as it does men. It takes a little while longer.
The two of you had this impeccable timing. You could almost finish each other's sentences. Oh. You knew when one started and one ended. It was always magic to watch you guys work together.
Oh, thank you.
Was Made for Each Other the show that you started doing with him? That's the first time I ever saw you together.
What happened was, when I met him, he was a producer of television commercials. And I was a young actress. And we went to the theater one night and I said, oh, let's write a play. We can write better than that. So we did. And 3 years later, and that was Love is Another Stranger's. And we sold it to the movies.
Yeah.
And we were nominated for an Academy Award. And we said, hey, this is easy. You just get together, you write, you have fun, and you're nominated.
It's not that easy, is it?
No,
no,
but you know what's
out.
Important? Not to know that it's hard. If you think everything in life is easy, then it is.
Boy, that's solid advice. That's such great advice. Don't know that it's easy or hard. That's beautiful. Wendy?
That's a good one. My Life on a Diet, you wrote it with your husband?
I co-wrote it with my husband,
yes.
And he directed it, yeah.
And how long has this been running?
It's opening Tuesday here.
Brand new.
Yeah, no, we won awards in New York, and we only got rave reviews, and I was excited to bring it to Chicago because I've had so many good experiences here. Audiences here are so responsive emotionally, and they laugh at places that nobody else laughs at.
Why is that, I wonder?
I don't know. Maybe you're deeper.
Let's
go with that. That's exactly what it is. Renee Taylor is here. We're going to take a quick break and then talk more with her. If you have any questions or comments, we're at 312-981-7200. You can call us there or text us there. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. We've got show business royalty right here in the studio. Renee Taylor is here. She's performing in My Life on a Diet at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts. You want to go to northshorecenter.org or call 847-673-6300. I need to ask you about your collaboration with Mel Brooks and the producers. What can you tell me about you playing Eva Braun?
I was at dinner with him a couple of months ago, and he said, did I ever thank you for playing Eva Braun? And I said, no. And he said, well, thank you. It was 45 years later.
Yeah, it took him a while. Is there a greater storyteller anywhere than Mel Brooks?
No,
he's the best, right?
He is the funniest man in the whole world, really. And when I, he also remembered my audition. He said, we saw about 300 girls.
Wow.
And then you came and you did, ich liebe mir, ich liebe nicht, ich liebe mir. He remembered my audition. Can
really?
You imagine?
All these years later.
You're pretty memorable. I mean, you're larger than life. You really are.
Oh, I don't feel that way. I feel like, you know, just a regular girl.
Renee, has show business or Hollywood changed dramatically in your lifetime? Is it a huge difference or is it not that different?
Yes, it is. It's
yeah?
Different.
For the better or for the worse?
Well, I can only tell you that a friend of mine was 103 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she went in and auditioned for a part. They were looking for an older woman. And they said, thank you very much. We'll get back to you because you're the first older woman that we've seen. And she said, well, you better get back to me fast.
It is different now. I mean, you know, you look up to celebrities. They had to work
and
very hard.
And they all audition now. Years ago, they used to just say,
get parts?
You know, get me Betty Grable. Now, if she was alive, they'd say, come in and let's see your legs.
Right, right. Do you get recognized most often from the nanny or from other things?
Well, some people recognize me from the nanny, and some people recognize me from movies. Some people recognize me from the theater. So mm-hmm. It's
a little
different.
Bit of everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer? Do you have a love for all of them, the theater?
Well, I love the theater because, you know, Elaine May, who's a friend of mine, who's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Would say that I could never be a singer because I couldn't wait till the end of the song for applause. But that's what you get in the theater.
Instant
right
gratification.
Away people laugh instantly. And so sometimes I think, oh, my God, maybe it's not funny. The audience is so quiet. Maybe they've left. But then I look out and I see they're sitting on the edge of their seat. So
yeah.
It's okay. You don't have to laugh. You just have to be there.
Yeah. How early in a show do you know if that night is going to be a great night or just an average night or a good night? Do you know that immediately? Can you tell?
Yes, immediately. Because I come out and I say, I'm in my 80s, but I can play older. And if I get a big laugh, I say it's going to be a great show. And then sometimes there's no laugh. And I think, oh, maybe they're thinking about it.
Yeah.
So I say, oh, forget about it. And then just do the show and have a good time.
Yeah.
And I forget about whether they're going to respond or not. And those are usually the best shows. If you do it just for a healing experience for yourself, which it is for me, to talk about diets and how important it was for me to be thin, how important it was for me to look a certain way. After 30, 40 years, you just forget about
it.
And strangely enough, my most recognition came from The Nanny, where I ate all the time on the show. And I was very heavy.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I brought a note and I gave it to Fran Drescher. And I said, my doctor said, I can't eat anymore on the show. And she said, yeah, but Renee, you don't have to eat during rehearsal. And I said, well, I'm a method actress.
Right.
All right.
But
so
I gained a lot of weight on the show, and I was nominated for an Emmy, and it just showed me I didn't have to be thin.
Right.
I didn't have to be a size 4, which I once was. And now, if it'll go no further than this station.
We're not saying anything.
I'm a 16.
Wow.
I'm a 16. But, you know, I have clothes that are every size.
Yeah, just in case.
And it really, I have a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
If I don't have anything else.
Have things changed for fuller figured women now in the industry? I know back then it was so essential to stay thin.
It is now too. There's a lot of fat shaming
still
on the internet, and the models that just looking at Paris the other day at the shows that they're having there. They're you know, they used to have that heroine look.
Yes. Kate Moss was,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, not heroin. Is it heroin?
Yeah, it was just very withdrawn looking and drawn out.
Drugs.
Yeah,
and you'd have to be on drugs to look
maintain
like
that weight,
not eat
yeah.
at all.
Yep.
Nike just had like their plus size model for workout wear, and people are offended by it. But people can be healthy and not be super skinny. So absolutely. I think it's kind of a good thing that they're doing that.
I do, too.
And it's good that they're making workout clothes in sizes that fit people that aren't a size 4.
When I was a young girl, I was a model for the Sears Roebuck catalog.
Yeah. We saw you then because we looked at it all the time and circled the toys we wanted for Christmas.
Yep.
Bill looked at the bras.
Yeah, for a few minutes just to see what was what.
And Renee, men in the underpants looking at their watch.
Yeah,
like,
there
who
was
does
a lot
that?
Of that? Strange. You've done so much in the world of show business. What's the one thing that has eluded you that you've always wanted to try or do and you just for some reason have never done it?
Oh. I started as a dramatic actress.
Yeah.
And actually, drama is easier than comedy.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go back there and do dramatic parts. I like playing villains.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I've played a couple for my son. He's a movie director and writer. And he said, Mom, be more scary. So I like doing scary parts. When I play villains, I like to play them innocently. Because I think that bad people think they're innocent.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at our president.
Yeah. There's a great example.
And speaking of that, how political do you get when you're at a show? Because what if there are people there that are supportive of him?
Well, no. I don't ever say anything in the theater about about our president, except to ask, is he still the president?
And the answer is usually yes. He is still the president.
For now.
Yeah. So nice to finally meet you. Wendy and I have been fans of yours forever. And what a treat this has
been. I hope you're going to come to the show.
I would love to see the show.
Yes, yeah. It's My Life on a Diet, coming to Skokie. It runs through August 4th, Sunday, August 4th, North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. And
people usually come backstage and tell me what diet I'm on. They usually say, hey, why didn't you say anything about the pregnant woman's urine diet?
Oh, I don't know that
I say,
one.
Well, it's a little gross, but
yeah.
But they tell me about their diets.
What's the one you're currently on? Is it the intermittent fasting?
I'm on the Dr. Oz one, which is you don't eat after sundown or before sunup.
To give your body more time to adjust to whatever food you've eaten.
Yeah,
that makes
and it
sense.
Seems to work.
Yeah.
And also eat less.
Yeah, that is the key.
Solid. Yep.
Yeah, exercise more and eat less.
I'd like to bring you on as my trainer.
Okay.
That would be fun.
I'm available.
All right, excellent.
It is such a pleasure to meet you. I'm awestruck,
so
I have to be honest with you.
This is such a gorgeous studio.
We're very lucky, Renee.
Here.
We're very fortunate.
You can go to northshorecenter.org. Here's a phone number to call for tickets, 847-673-6300. Hurry, it runs through Sunday, August 4th. My Life on a Diet. And you're on social media as well. Do you do all that stuff yourself? Or
no,
do you get a little help?
I'm really computer illiterate.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to use a computer even.
I love hearing that because they're so overrated. I'm with you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, Renee.
Nice to meet you.
Continued success.
We'll take a quick break. We'll get you some news. And then Eric Zorn from the Tribune joins us. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.